Good afternoon, Audio Boot. I'm really peed off right now because I've been updating my iPhone and my iPad, having to use the Windows part of my desktop computer. I run Linux on there, and then because I bought the iPad and whatnot, I've got Windows going on one side of it so that I can update the devices. Used to run Mac, so originally when I had these devices, they were kind of synced up to whatever was on my Mac. And been running them kind of pretty self-sufficiently without plugging them into the computer for a while. And then became aware that there was some kind of iOS updates available, so I thought, well, I'll fire up Windows and log into my iTunes account, and then I will, I'll launch iTunes and log into my iTunes account, and then I will update the devices, which I've managed to do. But at the same time, I bought quite a lot of apps on my iPad. A lot of them games. My daughter loves to play games on the iPad, and there are some games that I bought which immediately said that they would be downloaded as soon as I plugged my iPad into a computer. For some reason, they wouldn't download straight onto the iPad, which seems pretty ridiculous to me. So what I've done now is I plugged the iPad into my computer, the Windows computer. It's the first time that it's actually kind of had to sync up with that Windows computer. I logged into my iTunes account. It downloaded the games that I had purchased a little while back that I didn't want to download onto the iPad. Downloaded them onto iTunes. So that was pretty good. I thought, great, I can get these games onto the iPad and my daughter will be able to play these games that I bought that the iPad wouldn't download on its own for some ridiculous, stupid, silly controlling walled garden trying to dictate how I use my device reason. And of course I plug in the iPad, I run the updates, and when it wants to actually resync the content on my iPad, it tells me that my iPad is and with my iPhone as well, actually it says my iPad and my iPhone were previously synced with another library. So if I want to take the stuff off my Windows computer now and put it onto my iPad, it will blank my iPad and download the two games that I couldn't download onto my iPad because it told me to plug it into computer in order to put them on there. So the iPad is kind of locked to the Mac I once had, basically. I can't put my these other games that I bought that wouldn't download onto the iPad, they're there sitting on my Windows computer, or the Windows half of my computer, and I cannot put them onto the iPad without blanking the entire app contents of my iPad just to put these two things on there. I don't know. I feel like I'm going around in circles. Really frustrated. I feel like selling my iPad this instant because Apple, man, you really just, it's DRM all over again on apps, and that really is just sneaking DRM in through the back door. Let me sync my iPad and let me use it the way I want, because at the moment I feel like the device doesn't belong to me. I've paid 400 odd pounds for a device that basically belongs to Apple, and they just lent it to me. That's the way I feel right now. I really feel like just getting rid of it because, I spent a lot of money on games and apps for my daughter to play. And if I want to just load these two games on, I have to get rid of all of that. And it's all just ridiculous. Just let me use my iPad the way that I want it. Please, please. That's just a little request. Okay, rant over. I will get on with cooking dinner, bacon and eggs tonight. Yummy, and I'll see you later.